Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Habakkuk chapter 3, Perek Gimel. Our learning today is dedicated to the Zchut of Chayalei Tzva Haganah Yisrael for their success and for their safety, to the swift return of all of the hostages, and to the healing of those wounded in the war in Gaza. Habakkuk Perek Gimel begins, Tfila l'Habakkuk Hanavi al Shigyonot, a prayer to Habakkuk the prophet al Shigyonot. What does that mean? And what does it mean? Do we have any other place where we have a prophet saying tefillah l'Habakkuk, tefillah to a particular prophet? If you look at this chapter, you will see some interesting features which seem to tie it to Sefer Tehillim, or so observes the Radak. This notion of tefillah l'Habakkuk Hanavi, like tefillah l'Moshe Isha Elohim, al ha-shigyonot. If you look at Tehillim chapter 7, you will see Shigayon l'David. Look at the last verse. Lam Natseach bin Ginotai sounds very Tehillim-like. And if you look at, for example, Pasuk Yud Gimel, there's a paragraph there which ends with the word Selah. Selah is a poetic pause. The word Selah, it never appears throughout Torah. It never appears throughout Navi. It only appears in Tehillim. And these are all features which lead us to believe that this is sort of almost a different genre. This is not prophecy. Usually prophecy is from God to human beings, from God to man. But Tehillim is the word of man to God. Prophecy is top down, right? God is giving a message to human beings. Tehillim, human beings are extending their prayers to God. And in this case, what we're actually seeing here is a very, very different type of chapter here in Perek Gimel, a whole different genre where Habakkuk is reaching out to God. And by the way, one of the things which maybe gives this greater credence is that usually we're very used to, if you look at the end of every single Sefer of Nevuah, it always ends with optimism. It always ends with a Nevuah, which talks about the return of Israel to their land, or some sort of upbeat notion. And in this chapter, not really. We don't really see that at all. And that's because this is not really a prophecy, it's really a prayer. So what's this a prayer about? Tefillah l'Habakkuk Hanavi al Shigyonot. And this notion of Shigayon is like a Shigaga. If you look at, for example, Rashi will turn around and say, well, at this point, Habakkuk has been so brazen. He has been so, if you want, chutzpahdik to God. He has challenged God and taken God to task that he has to sort of apologize. So we have tefillah l'Habakkuk al shigyonot is the idea that he has to turn around to God and say, sorry. I'll just read you Rashi's comment here. Bikesh rachamim al atzmo. He had to ask mercy for himself, shehitiach dvarim, that he accused God, as he said, al kein tafuk Torah, or tase adam kedage hayam, kintera harmidat adin, because he had challenged God's spirit of justice, now he had to defend himself. And this is from the school of Rashi, and from Rabbi Yosef Kara and others. Rabbi Eleza Mibalagensky, interesting parshan, says that actually this is Habakkuk hasn't changed. He hasn't apologized. And in fact, he's still arguing with God al hashigyonot. He's saying, okay, I accept the point. You punish the people who are guilty. You punish deliberate sinners. But what about those people who are doing things bishgaga, who make mistakes? Are you going to punish them too? And therefore, according to Rabbi Eleza Mibalagensky, this is a continuation of Habakkuk's fierce stand. He's still challenging, asking, questioning God. Well, how are we going to decide who's right? How are we going to decide between Rashi and Rabbi Yazimi Balagensi? Well, there actually is a third approach. And I think the way we're going to understand this is to actually read through the chapter and see what it says. And here we're going to follow Radak. And Radak says that the tefillah that he's praying is a new thing. He's been challenging God's midat harachamim or midat hadin in the wake of the rise of the Babylonian Empire. But now he's simply going to do a tefillah. He's going to pray for Am Yisrael in their galut situation. And to me, when we'll read through the chapter, we'll see that Radak seems the most accurate. It's as if Habakkuk has accepted God's decree, God's fiat, and he's accepted that imit mamea chakelo. You know, even if the geula takes a long time, even if troubles befall us, eventually God will sort it out. And indeed, we have to sit out the exile. And so now, rather than arguing with God in a sort of oppositional mode, instead of challenging God, Habakkuk is going to accept God, but he's going to pray. And what is he going to do? And what he's really going to do is go through Jewish history and remind God about all the wonders he's done for Israel. He's going to turn around and say, Hashem shamati shimacha. I've heard what you told me. Yareti Hashem pa'alecha. I fear your great ability. Bekerev shanim chayehu. But because you have such amazing relationship with the Jewish people, because you have such incredible abilities, bekerev shanim, well, bring the geula soon. In a short number of years, chayehu, revive that spirit. Bekerev shanim todia. Give us the good news soon. Baroges rachem tizkor. This lovely phrase which comes from Tachanun. Baroges, when you're angry, rachem tizkor, remember mercy. And in this regard, you know, I was thinking about Ben-Gurion's famous statement where he said that in Israel, in order to be a realist, you have to believe in miracles. It's almost as if Habakkuk is accepting that God is allowing history to take its course, that God is going to stand back and allow the Babylonians to rise and eventually to fall. He's asking God to remember how much he has done for Am Yisrael and that we're always waiting for God's salvation. And so Habakkuk takes us on a short tour of Jewish history. He starts off in Pasuk Gimel. Elohai mitiman yavo v'kadosh mihar paran selah. Kisa shamayim hodo tvilato malah haaretz. God came from Teman. He came from Har Paran, Sela. His majesty covered the skies. His splendor filled the earth. Brilliant light, rays of light on every side. V'sham chevyon uzo. And there his glory is enveloped. What are we talking about? We're talking about, by the way, these verses seem to match. Elohai mi teman yavo v'kadosh mi har paran Sela. Reminds us of the psukim in Vezot HaBracha. Hashem mi Sinai ba, v'zarach mi Se'er Lamo, hofia mi Har Paran, v'ata mi Rivvot Kodesh, mimino Eishdat Lamo, which describes Har Sinai. Here also, his majesty covers the skies, his splendor fills the earth. The brilliant rays of light, which come from Moshe's face, and b'sham chevyon uzo, there his glory is hidden. And there we talk about maybe the Ark of the Covenant with the tablets inside. Lefanav yelech dever v'yetzei reshef l'raglav. Pestilence marches before him. Plague goes forth at his heels. And this might refer to many psukim in Devarim, which talk about God. You know, if you want, yafutzu oyvecha yanusu mesanecha mipanecha. The fear of God going before the Jewish people. Amad v'yomoded aretz ra'av v'yater goyim. He stood up, he measured the land. He looked and he gave permission to the nation. The hills exploded. He led the people to Olam, to the ancient root. Halichot Olam lo. Maybe he's leading the people to his land, to the land of Israel, as we see, for example, Havana Harim Chara Hashem, Imben Harim Apecha. Here we're talking about that God's anger over the Neharim, the two rivers, maybe Yam Suf, which was split by God, and also the Jordan River. Im b'yam evratecha, Your rage is against the sea. Yitzir chaval susecha, markavotecha Yeshua. When you ride your chariots, you have victory. And maybe here what we're really talking about is the whole notion of knisa la'aretz, ra'uch yachilu harim, the land quake, zeremayim avar, natan tohom kolo, rom yadeu nasa. All of these verses talk about God's tremendous strength over the forces of nature. And in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the sun and moon stand still on high. Shemesh yareach amad zvula, le'or chitzecha yahalechu. And of course, we remember Joshua and the sun standing still. Shemesh begivon dom, v'hayareach be'emek ayalon. And other stories here. Yatzata le'yesha amecha. You have come forth to deliver your people. Le'yesha et meshichecha. To deliver your anointed one. So we're going first through the years of the Shoftim, when God came to deliver his people, and then to deliver his anointed one. We get to the point of having a monarchy, having somebody anointed, the house of David, Machatz Darosh mi Beit Rasha, you smashed the head of the evil, Arot Yesodat Tzabar Sela, you raise it down to its foundations. And maybe this is indeed the monarchy being able to get rid Israel of all of its enemies. In other words, what is happening here? Habakkuk knows that we're in for a tough time under the Babylonians, but he says, "Barog ezrachein tizkor." Even though we're in for a hard time, remember your rachamim. Hashem pa'alta bekerav shanim, chayehu bekerav shanim todia. Right? You've always been our chaperone. You've always been the source of our strength. All the strength is yours. Right? When we can't wait till we hear it. And therefore, when we get to the end of the Sefer, Pasuk Yud Zayin, he says, Ki tateina lo tifrach. I know that the fig tree will not flower. Ve'ein yavul b'kfanim. And there won't be any grapes on the vines. In other words, I know that things are going to be bad. Ki cheshma sezayit. I know that the olive tree will not produce its fruit. So shtemot lo asa ochel. And the fields won't produce any grain. Gazar mi michlatzon. The sheep won't be in the fold. Ve'ein bakar b'fatim. And there will be no cattle there will be no cows in the cow shed. But va'ani b'ashem eloza agila b'elohei ishi. But I will rejoice in God. I will exalt the God of our salvation. B'elohei ishi, the God of my salvations. Why? Ki Hashem Elokim cheli. Because God is my strength. V'yasem raglai ka'ayalot. And he make my feet like that of the deer. Val bamotai yadricheni. And he will make me stride on the heights. Lam nanseach binginotai. In other words, the book ends up with Habakkuk having such faith in God. He says, God, I know how much you love the Jewish people. I know how much you care about the Jewish people. Even though we're going to go through hard times, you're going to come through because we remember you are the God of Yitziat Mitzrayim. You are the God of Knisa La'aretz. You love the Jewish people, and you're going to continue to love us until the tables of history are turned in our favor. That's it for Sefer Habakkuk. What a powerful Sefer. What an amazing book in which human beings are talking to God, wrestling with God, struggling with justice, struggling with the rights and wrongs of history. And Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we're on to our next Sefer already. Another three chapters, Sefer Tzfanya. See you then.